Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. I've had it with Ramon Laureano. I don't know about you guys, but, he's going to haunt the team that traded him away. Jerk. But, you know what? Need to fight him again. Need to go out there and tackle him. Where's that dude? Who was that backup catcher that tackled him? Remember?
Yeah. what was his name?
He was here for a week.
Where he gave
How can you not remember
tackle?
Him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he tackled him when he was going after.
It was a form tackle. It was a little high, but
no, it was a pretty good tackle.
Yeah. He got the job done.
Yeah. No. I thought
they're former teammates, so they knew each other, and he didn't want to, you know.
Yeah, I know. They
ragdoll him. Who was he part of the trade for?
Laureano. One of the times we brought that shortstop here.
Remember? Oh.
Yeah.
God.
I had that shortstop here like five times.
They loved.
Yeah, and he kept going back to Oakland. You know, is one city dominating another, like Las Vegas is dominating Oakland right now? The A's.
Oh, with stealing all their teams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The A's are looking at going to Vegas.
Are they looking at Las Vegas too?
Yeah.
Gosh. You take the Raiders, and that one hurt because it's been back and forth with Oakland leaving, coming back. And then, you know, of course, you know, San Francisco. It's just Oakland doesn't have the infrastructure for it. And people just don't want to roll over to Oakland.
Yeah, they just won't build them. I mean, they won't cooperate. You're just going to lose your teams.
Well, listen, it just doesn't make sense for Oakland, though, financially.
Well, it does in this way, in that you can get, what about quality of life? I mean, it's going to be hard to get any companies. One of the reasons that you want pro teams here, one of the reasons that you want government to take care of it and actually do it, is that so you bring in, listen, if I've got a big company, I want to go somewhere where there's something to do, where there's, you know, professional sports, where people that that work with us, we can buy tickets, we can actually enjoy our lives in that city. So that's why, that's why cities back professional teams.
But I don't think that's the, you know, they've got major financial issues in the entire state. Oakland, I just don't think Oakland benefits from it financially. I think that's why they don't do it. They don't have the same benefit that that they were hoping for, and I don't think they want to put the money out there. I mean, Oakland's not that hard to get to from San Francisco. It's not like it's a hard trip.
No.
It's over a different bridge. That's all. It's not that big a deal. But, yeah, Oakland's going to lose all their teams. I mean, all their teams are going to go. The A's are going to go. And that's been a joke. The stadium's been bad. All they do is play bad baseball, and they're beating teams late, beating up on bullpens. One guy keeps hitting home runs.
I'm sick of him.
You're talking about Jed Lowry, I'm sure.
Jed Lowry.
Yeah. I haven't found it here, but it's got to be Jed Lowry.
Yeah, it's Jed Lowry who they traded like four times. They traded 17 guys to the A's for Jed Lowry. I don't know why, but whatever. But Astros lose, and, you know, the problem with Paredes, and you know what? He had a zero ERA coming. You know what?
He's been fine. Brandon Bailey.
But they got Brandon Bailey for Laureano?
Yeah.
That's what they got for
him? They acquired Ramon Laureano from the Astros in exchange. The A's sent pitching prospect Brandon Bailey to Houston.
Oh, gosh. That's all. I would have much rather had a Jed Lowry. Anyway, the bullpen Stanek is really, really scuffling right now. You know, Brian Abreu, you really can't count on Brian Abreu. When is Fromber coming? When is Odorizzi coming? So we can get some guys out of the rotation and into the bullpen, some guys that you can count on. Cause right now, listen, Dusty's, he's managing with one arm tied behind his back. I don't fault him for any of the moves. Who can you count on? Who can, other than Presley right now in that bullpen, who can you count on?
Not a lot.
The real concern is that Anoli is, you know, he threw 9 balls to 6 strikes yesterday. And I know he's just come off the DL, but he's pitched already. I mean, he's already had a performance where he pitched pretty well.
And he turned down in the minors to get ready.
Yeah, I don't really care. It's not like he just came off of, like, he's been out with COVID and didn't have a chance to warm up. Guy's up and he's supposed to be ready and getting after it and getting guys out. And he's just not been the guy. It's a pretty small sample size, but you know, one guy, Christian Javier, who came up has and he pitched yesterday. A quality start, 6 innings, 3 earned runs, 9 strikeouts. He was solid. He did enough. He did enough of what you want him to do. I mean, going 6 innings is nice. Nowadays, if you get a starter going 6 innings, I say, well, that's pretty good. A guy just went 6. What a workhorse he is for going 6 innings. That's how baseball is now. But
95 pitches.
Yeah.
I mean,
man, I don't know how you can possibly go more than 6.
Well.
But he did what he needed to do, and then the bullpen just needed to do their job, and then they didn't. Astros put some more runs on them, and they couldn't hold up, giving up runs the last 3 innings. And Anoli Paredes is one of those guys with the live arms that you really were hoping this guy's going to turn into a setup man or a closer at some point in the future, and maybe he will, but he just hasn't really looked like it. Other than some outings last year, he's got a live arm, but you never get the sense you can completely trust Paredes. I don't, at least. You know, his pitches are really flat. He's got good velocity, but they don't have as much movement on his fastball, and it's just, I don't know. Abreu's kind of the same way. He can throw fast. Stanek can throw fast, but they're not. Abreu, Stanek, and Paredes, you had your three biggest arms in the bullpen in the game yesterday, and they weren't able to, you know, they weren't able to shut anyone down. Scrub is more the curveball guy, but those three guys all throw in the upper 90s, and they just couldn't, you know, they just weren't able to dominate the A's lineup.
No, and Chapman just jumped on that, and, you know, first pitch, and Javier hung a couple to Laureano that were just, both of them were just hung, and he just crushed. So it's a loss. They'd been on a roll. You hope that it's a quality start for Javier. 6 innings, 3 giving up 3 runs, 2 solo homers. He's fine. You got to win that game. You know the bullpen. You just can't count on it right now.
When you get 5, you gotta get a W.
You gotta get the W.
When you have a lead for most of the game, you gotta get a W.
The bullpen's got to shut it down, and they just couldn't. So you know what? It's a loss. That would have been a nice one. You would have moved into first place. That would have been really nice, but you just bounce back. That's all, and you go at it again tonight. Well, I mean, if we're still alive, does it have to flood here every 3 months? Was there a bad flood?
Did we flood yesterday?
No,
I know it was a
no, but
storm
I mean,
the whole time.
It's just, I mean, goodness gracious!
Yesterday, there was not only was there the light, they had thunder that I had never heard before. I was like, yeah, this sounds a little weird. Heavy winds. I know we had a tornado.
You had a bunch of tweets at you, but because there was a lot of lightning.
I didn't check, but there was a lot of lightning.
There was a lot of lightning and a lot of thunder. I don't know why you're associated with lightning so much.
I don't understand.
I don't get it.
I mean, I do think I'll be killed by lightning, but well, my wife said, "Go move your car." My car was in the street. She goes, "Go move your car inside the gate." I'm like, "I'm not going out there to catch a bolt." What are you talking about? This is 100% the time that I will get hit and killed.
Right.
So I reminded her, bring the golf club with you and hold it up in the air. I reminded her about my life insurance. I think she wants to get a hike out of me before I'm gone. Or also, maybe go on the hike is an important
trip. Sure. Well, that's... I mean
if you're going to fall off of a mountain...
Right. Getting hit by lightning is an accidental death, too, though, so that's fine.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
That's fine. You know, either way.
But she wants to get the hike in.
Go out, that way move the car with lightning flying all over.
It was lightning wind. It was like a hurricane outside.
Didn't Gilbert predict that you're going to die of lightning strike?
No, he just told me the year I was going to die.
Oh, yeah. What year?
I think it's 2027.
2027?
I think I asked him. I stupidly asked, Gilbert, do you know what year I'm going to die? Yeah, 2027 anyway.
Oh,
wow.
Okay. Wow.
That came quick.
I would have never done that. I asked him,
I think, in 2015, and he hit me with 2027. At that time, I thought, I got some time.
Now I'm like,
man, this is coming up right around the corner.
No, we don't need any of that. How about those NBA games, nail biters last night? I don't know.
Well, actually,
I'm looking forward to tonight.
Washington and the Celtics were. It doesn't look like a nail biter, but there were wild, wild game swings where both teams were winning by double digits.
Both teams really shut it down defensively.
Yeah. You know, they both played hard defensively.
Yeah.
Everybody plays hard defensively now. You can't find if you average 27 points now, it's almost like the guys who hit 35 home runs, I just think 27, big deal. Who cares anyway? Unless you have 32 points, unless you're averaging in the 30s, I don't even care. Like, points are so cheap now, it's almost impossible not to, if you're an average player, an above average starter, like a second player, it's almost impossible not to get 22.5 points a game.
What do you think the Celtics shot last night? 118 points, runaway victory. What do you think?
Oh, no, they didn't shoot great.
38%.
43%.
They were 39, under 40%.
Under 40%.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was crazy Russ versus crazy Celtics.
Well, it's Jason Tatum.
Well, Jason went off. Jason went off. What did he shoot?
He was 14 of 32, went to the line.
Oh, my God, he wasn't even. He, was
he just got to the line 17 times and made all 17. He was very James-like in his performance.
14 of 32 is okay.
That's more. Yeah. But yeah, I like.
But yeah, when you James get to the line 17 too. Times, yeah. It makes up for 50 points on 32 shots is pretty good, and it really helps when you make that many trips to the free throw line.
No, absolutely.
So he exploded in the third and late second third, and obviously carried on to the fourth. And Russ gets to see the pace. Russ and Bradley Beal, who looked like he was hobbling for quite a bit, get to see the Pacers, because the Pacers are like, you know, the Hornets, you actually stink. And at least we actually have players who have been in the NBA longer than 2 minutes.
They so beat the brakes off them.
We're going to beat the brakes off you. The Hornets have been bad for a while. They got bad when Gordon Hayward got hurt, and they kind of fell apart. And it's just that last night was just a culmination of what has been like a
it's
bad stretch.
It's just a collection of guys. Like, there's no flow. There's no I was telling John, Terry Rozier, when I was looking through the numbers and the the stats to try to handicap it, I realized, oh my gosh, this should be a blowout for it. If there's one team that's liable to throw up a stinker, it's Charlotte when you look at their roster. And they have played some very up and down games. Very up and down games. I looked at Terry Rozier, who's averaging 20 points a game. Do you know Terry Rozier's last few games? I mean, it's unbelievable how many shots he's taking and how inefficient he is. I mean, he was 7 of 20 yesterday, 8 of 19, 4 of 14, 3 of 13, 8 of 18, 16 of 26, 9 of 20, 5 of 16, 8 of 23, and 5 of 10 in his last 10 games. Just like, you can't win with that.
He's a smaller guard. He takes a lot of contested jumpers. And when you don't make those, you're going to look really bad because he doesn't get a lot of easy buckets. You look at their backcourt, the primary ball handlers last night. Lonzo went 4 for 14, Terry Rozier 7 for 20, and Devontae Graham, who's had a really good year, 1 for 8. You can't win that way. And the game, Indiana smacked them in the mouth in the first quarter, and Charlotte's like, yeah, we just want to go home.
Yeah, it was a can't quit.
We kind of just want to go home now. I mean, this didn't start out well for us, and look, we're done here.
1-2-3 Cancun.
Yeah, pretty much. That first quarter decided it, and they didn't want to play anymore.
All right, it's 13 after the hour here on ESPN 97.5. A lawyer broke down what Tony Busby should do. We talked about it yesterday, but we can rehash it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, I want to talk about my hair. Right, I'm looking at it on Twitch right now, and it looks good. And it's all because of Doc Linville. And have you seen Fred lately? I mean, I don't like to comment on how another man looks, but he's looking good.
Y'all buy jeans for each other.
No, I Fred was not the
That's
one
the group
who bought
you
jeans.
Run in. You buy no. jeans, you talk about a guy's hair.
Well, I'm talking about how good Fred looks. I mean, that man is looking...
That man is what?
That man is looking good. Okay. That's right. That's what I said. I said it right here, and I meant it. So if you're looking for to be good looking like Fred, all you got to do is go to 975hair.com. 975hair. Fred was in the chair about 8 hours. I was in the chair about 4. I mean, it was such an easy process. I'm telling you. I was at work. Fred was at work that day. Fred went to work that day. That's how easy the process is. I was back at work on Monday. I did it on Friday, back at work on Monday. It's no problem. And if you're somebody that just is sick of not having hair, well, all you got to do is go to 975hair.com and see how easy this process is. Doc Linville is awesome. His people are awesome. The process is awesome. 975hair.com.
This is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I got a thumbs up from Jackie.
The Italians are catching it in here. All, the whole break. The Italians
Dino Gaudio. We'll tell that story
we'll
in a little
tell that story a little
a guy
bit later.
Named Dino Gaudio is involved with extortion. Who knew?
How'd that happen? Why did you get a thumbs up from Jackie? Because Dr. Linville's hair? Hair?
No.
Deal? No,
he
what?
He said, because my recommendation for my octopus teacher.
Your what?
My recommendation for my octopus teacher. I mean, it was it did win an Oscar. It's not like I was stepping out on that one. It was the Oscar for documentary. So it's good, though. It's a very interesting
Oh, the guy that goes and hangs out with
into the water, and then the octopus is usually afraid, and then you find out how smart the octopus is, and that the octopus can walk on
the bottom of the
walks on the bottom of the. Hey, wait a minute, is that thing walking?
So
then you saw that those sharks could just rip it,
and rip they its become arm friends. Off. Him and the octopus,
they were friends. You also found out an octopus lives for 1 year. After octopus has babies, it takes so much out of them, they die.
Yeah.
It's kind of like I felt with so many babies. I feel like I'm dying.
No, you feel like you're dying now. Like your life is over. It's what
like a slower.
It's a little different. You feel like your life is over.
So,
in a way.
So
now, no, I'm kidding. They're blessings.
You're the only one that's living his best
they're
life.
Blessings.
Not dying.
Yeah, I'm not that octopus.
Yeah.
But Lance is more like that octopus than he ever would have imagined.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but yours is a slow death.
Yeah.
Like, you won't die till 2027.
Yeah, the tiger shark's not coming for me. It's just
2027.
Yeah, I still got six more years, according to Gilbert.
Gilbert knew that your kids would slowly drain the life out of you.
Six more years? That's just when Snacks is out of the house. It's almost like right when everything clears up for me. Right when the skies part.
That's it.
Too bad. I had so many plans. Too bad.
Guess
Gilbert
what?
Called it.
You'll just be a dry husk at that point.
Yeah.
Marty's still going to be around making sure that you do the right things. That's for sure. Diana Moskowitz. Actually, it was Steph Stradley. I thought Steph wrote it, but maybe she was. I don't know. I don't know how this is working, but Diana Moskowitz put out a string of tweets about the situation in which the plaintiffs are talking to the NFL. And Steph Stradley had it yesterday, and we talked a little bit about it. Diana Moskowitz takes it a step further. Cooperating with the NFL is not in the best interest of the plaintiffs, because on page 279 of the collective bargaining agreement, the NFL, it says the NFL must turn over all its evidence to the player and their legal counsel if a punishment is appealed. This sounds good and fair for the player for sure, but there are a few catches. What if, say, you are suing a player in civil court or cooperating with a police investigation? Eventually, in those processes, the evidence gets turned over to the other side in the discovery process, but that doesn't happen right away. It takes time. So do you really want to give that person you are suing, who is being investigated by the police, all the evidence you have against them right away before the legal process mandates it? I don't think you need a law degree to know that that's bad tactics. But there is more. The evidence will most likely be the NFL will turn over everything to the player. But if the player sues the NFL to challenge their punishment, that evidence will most likely be filed with the court. And now all of it is public. That can include extremely intimate and private information. And that's exactly what happened with Ezekiel Elliott. It all became public, every single detail, because Elliott challenged his punishment in court. So if you don't want it, and let's say there is going to be, if they have non-disclosure agreements, or even if they don't,
so
you
Rusty
don't want
wants,
that information out in the public.
I thought that was the thing. Rusty did want everything out in the public.
Rusty does. Rusty does,
all
but the plaintiffs don't. The plaintiffs don't want all their private information out there.
But all the salacious stuff from Deshaun, they went out there?
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be Deshaun.
Well, no, they don't want it out.
I thought Rusty did
Rusty does. Yes, Rusty does.
Does Deshaun want it out?
I guess. He said from the get-go, Deshaun has said, I am not afraid. I'm not settling with you. I did nothing wrong.
Did you remember reading,
clear up my reputation.
Do you remember reading
the
three reports? Pretty terrible.
No, right. But
I can't imagine it gets better.
They are, at least they're consistent here. They have said from the get-go, We are going to be transparent. We don't. We think Deshaun didn't do anything wrong, and we are going to fight this thing.
Listen, I haven't been a big fan of how Rusty's handled this. Mm. You really want to be honest. I don't. Rusty's had several missteps. Maybe there's not a lot of great steps you can take. You know, maybe that's part of it. But I don't know. I didn't think that was.
Well, he's not settling. He has said they have offered him. They have come to his to the table many times, and Rusty said, "Nope. We want everything to be transparent, and we're not settling."
Well, they had conditions, and they if they were going to settle, they wanted everything to be out in the open.
Yeah.
So. And as you pointed out, the plaintiffs are not looking to have every detail of what could have or couldn't have happened out there.
So it's a real possibility that they will all be out in the public. Four women have talked to the NFL already. All of that is maybe likely if Deshaun sues the appeals with the NFL and sues the NFL in court. All of that stuff could become public information. Will become public information.
The best course of action for Deshaun is going to be to settle. You don't want to go to court. You don't want all this stuff coming out, and you definitely don't want this to last that long and then have to get suspended too. I mean, unless your suspension runs concurrently with the time that you're not playing because, and maybe they would do that, because you're in court. But my gosh, look how long it took to get Antonio Brown's done. This is going to take, I know the lawyer we had on from New Orleans said it could take 2 years.
Yeah,
to finish this many, he's like, you can't get through
Antonio
all
Antonio Brown was
cases.
Over a year and a half.
Yeah. And that's one. It involved.
And that was one.
It involved some pretty egregious and aggressive stuff. But, that's one.
One.
And Moskovitz ends it with saying she doesn't really buy that this pretext that it's all about transparency from Rusty's people. She goes, I see a man being sued by 22 women who all say he committed sexual misconduct or sexual assault, and his team is trying to frame a move that's best for him, in parentheses, the NFL investigating, as some sort of honesty or transparency. It's not. She doesn't believe it's – she thinks it's a tactic to, it difficult for the women. Because if you want to go this route, then everything gets out there.
Just like when Rusty wanted them to refile with their names, it's all a strategy. It's not transparency. That's obviously not the case. It's a strategy of some sort. I'm just trying to figure out what the strategy is, because they called his bluff when a lot of them put their names on the cases. I think they called Rusty's bluff, and then now it's going to be interesting to see if you really want all that information out there. Your client is going to take some bullets. I mean, there's just no way around it. Deshaun is going to. Maybe the thought is, hey, how much worse can it get when they're talking about the digital whatnot? Whatchamacallits and...
Look, we knew of a consensual situation with Earl Thomas and his brother, and obviously it turned aggressive when his significant other showed up. Mm. But all the jokes that were made about him and look,
Deshaun's the butt of every massage joke.
He was at the end of his career.
Yeah.
Deshaun has years
early. He's still
no. All the massage for if Deshaun's in the league for 15, 20 years, all the massage tables at every tailgate that are going to be out there every time he plays on the road.
The
signs.
He thought the fire used to be stuff was disrespectful when he was at the Colts game.
Wait,
he thought those signs needed to be taken down because they're disrespectful.
Just wait.
To take down that Jack Easterby sign. That's disrespectful. Wait till you see your signs.
You know what I'm saying? Oh my gosh!
you think Jack Easterby's out there fighting for you, Deshaun, right now?
Yes.
Like you fought for him. You think he's out there?
You know,
we got to take Deshaun Watson, and we need to save him.
You know,
get him some therapy and get him prayed up, and we need to get him back out there. He is selling you out, Deshaun.
Don't worry about it. NFL people still believe that. Hey, you've talked to them, that they believe that the Texans are somehow behind this.
I have not heard that. What I have heard is, would it surprise you?
Yeah, right.
But I don't think they believe, especially in the early stages, they thought, man, it feels like Jack could have leaked something. And then once the numbers got that sky high, everyone's like, oh, Deshaun's just kind of a freak. It turned into, you know what it turned into with the NFL people? why in the world would you be going through Instagram instead of just finding somebody like a madam to take care of all this? What your thing is.
You'll be surprised. I've talked to NFL people that said the players, this is their route. Instagram is the way to go.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
This is what they do. This is what players do.
It's at the touch. It's at your phone. It doesn't take very long. Immediate response. It's very easy.
And they're willing and able. And yes, it is. It's the route that guys go. Now, Deshaun picked, I guess, a lot of unwilling. That's the problem. He just thought, well, it's Instagram, so you must want to do stuff. What? Maybe that's not what? 728 ESPN, 97.5.
Klein Independent School District has spoken up on Twitter. Oh. And they said, we're open for normal operations today. Early this morning, Klein ASD personnel assessed road conditions and consulted with local weather authorities regarding current conditions.
Let's do it on the other side. We'll hear the responses of the Klein School District.
We've got the responses from the kids
who
always believe they should always be. These are the load management of students.
All right, so today I'm heading over to I'm going over to see Patrick and Allie and Justin and all the great people and Tony and everybody over there at Chastang Ford. And I got a little windshield work that I need to get done. No problem. Done. And you got any service issue whatsoever, you got to see them. They're wonderful. I've even before I bought my Ford at Chastang Ford, I got work done there. And that's how they are. They're going to take care of business no matter what the deal is, no matter where you bought that car, that Ford car or truck. They're going to take care of you over at Chastang Ford. Now, they would love for you to go there and get that F-150 or get those Expeditions or Explorers off the lot that they got to get rid of. They've got so many in stock. Listen, and they've got a wonderful vehicle right now that's a great starter car that you start with $1,000 down and you're talking about under $300 a month. This is the best way to go about this. It's so safe. It's wonderful. If you're looking for that starter car right now, that starter vehicle right now at Chastang Ford, it is wonderful. So if you're looking for the best deals that you're going to find with the best people, with the best service, I'm telling you, it's Chastang Ford. Go find out for yourself. ChastangFord.com or get there on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, Chastang Ford.
Loaded, ready to rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, there's not as many comments as I had hoped for Klein Independent School District. Usually gets hot and heavy. There's not as many. They just basically said, weather's okay, going to school. It's not going to flood. Thank you for your patience with any potential delayed bus routes as our bus drivers safely transport our non-campus students to school. I got here fine. I don't know about you. I don't think we received as much rain getting here.
Yeah, there was nobody on the road, and it really was. There was no flooding. It was just wet. But
yeah, I didn't really see.
I felt I needed a
I've seen plenty
dog,
of flood conditions here. So the first comment is, it could be a tsunami, and we would still have to go to school. Followed by someone's mom saying, so true, closed for a week when there was no snow on the ground, but knee-deep water, come on in. Not everyone drives an SUV. Some of these roads, if you try to go through, you're going to be trapped and flooded.
No, you're not.
And what do you, wait, really no, not even wait, raining. you wanted your kids to go in when we had no power?
Yeah.
And we were, and all the pipes were burst and it was 14 degrees? Excuse me? We are completely flooded in. Are you serious? He says. And she goes, this is shocking. It's still raining, and it's scheduled to rain all day. What will the conditions be like when we pick up our kids? And will we be able to get to our kids through the streets that we travel? Courtney says, the entire band is still headed on our way. It doesn't stop raining until Wednesday. Road conditions for anyone driving in Houston will be horrible, and kids will be trapped at school. Dale, not all parents work close to the Klein.
Dale, you only live like a block away from here, right? Right around the corner?
I guess a block is relative for you.
Yeah.
I mean, 45 minutes on a good day. Yeah, sure.
Right. Did you feel at any time that you needed a security dog or whatever they're called?
Emotional support animal?
Yeah.
No.
A security dog.
Security. No, I don't run a chop shop. No, I don't need a security dog. I mean, it wasn't treacherous, I would say. It's annoying. Low visibility in the rain, but it was fine. I wasn't freaking out or anything.
Okay. But they live in the Klein district, don't they? Which is relatively close to the school,
you would think. Near the equator. And so you get
they have like 2 hour commutes to Klein.
Yeah, it's near
to high school.
It's one of the worst places you can go from weather.
I don't know
standpoint.
How you can get there.
I'm Klein sure taking gets the most brutal weather.
Surface streets to school on a 10 minute drive at the most.
Hold on a second.
Was they something said, dangerous for them?
Yeah, I guess. Well,
they need
emotional support animals.
I mean, would you like a dog or a cat? What would be best for them?
I don't know, a muskrat.
Who's carrying a muskrat?
Somebody's going to carry it.
Maybe a muskrat. Bunny or something, but a muskrat.
What is a muskrat?
You don't know
mean?
What my emotional support animal is.
You think you?
Why do you have to put your standards on my emotional support?
And you think a muskrat?
What about a ferret?
A ferret would be awesome.
A muskrat is just a fluffier rat. You think that's, people are just carrying muskrats around?
Okay, you're not going to. Listen.
Wendy's got a.
I'm not going to be scared. You're going to be scared of me.
She's from
with
Louisiana,
that.
So John ended up with a secure. What do you call it? An emotional
support. Nutria.
Nutria.
Thought she just had a bucket of crawfish as her support.
Those are scary too. Animal. Those are scary for you too.
You can just hug up on the crawfish and you feel better.
Yeah, that's right. So 713-780-3776. Tomorrow is the PGA Championship, and Reese is here. He wants to talk about it here on the show. What do you say, Reese?
Hey, what's going on, John?
What's up, Reese?
I want to get your opinion, and I could definitely use Dale's opinion. This is going to be the first time that they're going to use range finders on the course, and it's going to be during the major. So I was wondering what you and Dale thought. I know Dale is big on golf. So I think it'd be real entertaining to hear his thoughts on range finder being used on the golf course during the PGA Championship.
First, Dell's thoughts on range finders on the course. Dell?
I mean, I love technology, and I hate golf. So I'm very conflicted with this. Anything to speed up these clowns in their game, I'm happy with. What? I'm just hoping these guys use and go, you know what? Let's speed up play. Baseball has that problem. Golf has always had this problem because it's the most boringest thing I've ever had to see on TV.
It is going to speed it up.
Thank God.
You know, the caddies got to walk it off. Then they're looking at their. You just shoot it. Oh, that's how far it is because you're going to find that the number. The caddies are pros. They're going to find the number anyway. Why not? Why is it that you wouldn't want the game to be faster? I don't get it. It's just ridiculous.
Shout out to golfer, you know, doing something different.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Very progressive.
Speeding up the game. Speed it up. Honestly, the five-hour rounds. Now, apparently this week it has been really, really windy. So this could possibly be really not low scores. Last week was just ridiculous with 24 under, and you don't want to watch that. What you want to watch is guys struggling with these guys. You know, they look like it's actually not simple to play this game. This is what you want.
What's the equivalent of that line of thinking? Like, man, I'm walking into this high level NBA finals and really hope it's like 85-83 in bad shooting
defense.
No, but yeah, I want defense to be played.
But now it's, you know what that was last night? It was 24 under. It's so easy. Let me
for
just.
Pacers,
you're not going to defend, and I'm just going to throw in baskets.
Yeah, the Pacers are the only team.
That's what it is.
The easiest, softest greens of all time.
Sure. Right. For the Pacers, not every. The other three teams didn't shoot that well.
Didn't it shoot that well, but it ended up. It was somebody. Somebody stopped somebody.
What do you mean?
They just missed shots. It wasn't like they were stopping them defensively.
Well, the only person who had the whole no one's giving me any type of no one was trying to stop me at all was Tatum. But Tatum's an uber talented player. Yes.
Didn't they score 144?
I said the Pacers were the only team who really lit it up, and that's because Charlotte quit in the first quarter.
I mean, goodness gracious.
But the rest of it wasn't great basketball. The only team was like, you know what? We didn't really want to be here.
No.
It was the Hornets.
No, do you know who didn't want to be there? The course. The course didn't want to be there.
The course didn't want to be there.
The course was like, what the bleep?
I just hope for quick rounds, high scores, and a Tony Finau win.
You want Tony Finau?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I want John Rahm.
Because you bet on him because Charlie Epp said you should bet on him?
What about Harold Varner, the third? Don't you want him?
Is he? Oh, is he playing? Did he qualify?
What about
Calvin Pete?
No one knows. Calvin Pete is not playing this week. Here's a teacher at Klein's that's worried about the weather. What do you say, teacher at Klein?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, I'm actually on my way to work right now, and the roads are 100% fine.
Please be safe.
Do you have a ferret?
Take unnecessary risks.
No, I don't live near Klein, so I commute in. I'm about 30 minutes out, but I've seen no water on the road besides the regular slick conditions. But the parents that tweet that kind of stuff, trust me, we teach those kids, and apples don't fall far from the tree.
I bet you.
They soft.
I get it every day. Trust me. I'm like, it's hilarious, though. I find it very entertaining.
It's been going on, yeah.
I was like, I got to call in.
When you got soft parents, you're going to have soft kids.
Soft.
That's how it goes. CJ says this, Klein ISD softness doesn't end with the parents and students. We are in Klein ISD. My middle school daughter has had a retest in math recently. She made a 75 on said retest. Teacher added 10 points just because. Soft, he said. HISD isn't much better. Snacks, they don't want anyone to have any bad grades. So HISD, if you get a zero, if you don't do your work, they'll tell you, you got like 4 weeks to turn this in, and then it's going to become a 50 if you don't. Wait, I could just get zeros and they turn to 50s, but I get 4 weeks to do it. You can retest. They do everything to get you through with good grades.
Well, they don't want you around.
Our numbers. Look how good our numbers are. That's because you retest everything and no one gets a zero ever.
Now, do you think they want snacks around for to be back for the same grade?
Well, no, you don't want that to happen.
No.
But it's also everybody in HISD. You can't get a zero. It's impossible. You can grab your junk and spit at a teacher and still get a 75.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. HISD says, well, they're having a hard time. Give them the 75. And then you know what? Maybe 5 friendship points. Give them the 880. Give them a friendship bonus. HISD is the softest school district I've ever seen. And it wasn't like that. And I don't. Some of it's HISD. I think some of it is also the school. They got a new principal, and this principal and my kid's school is just like, let's just make sure everyone gets nothing but B's and A's. Like, but Snacks has eight assignments he didn't turn in about a month ago.
I just got a text from a teacher I know. He said, I got one kid in class today. We're hitting golf balls. That's how many kids showed up because of the rain.
The Starbucks that I go to is closed because they're like, because they're filled with Klein kids, I guess. It's right down here on Richmond and Chimney Rock. What the hell are y'all closed for?
Oh.
Because it thundered and lightning yesterday?
Oh, my God. Ricky, you caught it from Ricky, Del.
Ricky who?
Oh, Ricky crashed. Don't worry.
He didn't like when you talk about
Del,
golf
Del,
like
Mr.
That.
Soccer fan, calling golf slow and boring.
It is slow and boring.
Del, shut your mouth.
So golf is
ironic.
Did you see the Liverpool?
Soccer is slow and boring.
Ever get a header at the last second by with a goalie?
To win? Yeah, no. Somebody made a birdie on the last hole to win a tournament.
Right in the hole? Yeah. Go right in the hole?
Right in the hole.
You golfers, and particularly John, you like to yell and scream and talk over because, oh, no, someone attack your sacred game.
No.
But you know what? I don't talk about soccer as much as you talk about golf. Golf may be your favorite thing to talk about. You know what my favorite thing to talk about is college football. It's not the same.
Speaking of which, did you see the start times for the first week?
I did. So Ricky, is it?
Yeah.
Ricky, I don't devote my life to a sport that just ruined a national park by putting a golf course in the middle of it. My favorite sport is college football. You can't call it slow and boring. Golf may be your favorite thing. It sucks, Ricky.
Oh, wow. But you watch soccer.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
But it's not my favorite
Ricky's
thing to talk about
State
like golf
fan
is.
Too. Ricky yeah. is a Mississippi
Ricky
State Bulldog. You want to go at him on that?
Yes, there's plenty to.
You can't talk about how their greatness.
SEC! 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 He's won. You know how many championships he's won
Zero.
In the SEC?
Zero.
No, you get SEC championships.
He didn't. What SEC championship?
If you're in the SEC,
won?
That's how it works. You get
what
championships.
What about baseball? You don't even know about it.
No
SEC.
One cares about Mississippi State baseball.
Okay.
You write on Clemson's tails? That's fine.
No, I don't. That's the point. The only conference who does that is that
Will Clark. Remember Will Clark?
Yes, yeah. I do.
Yeah.
How long ago was that? State.
Well, it's still a championship. You don't have any.
Miami has plenty of baseball championships.
SEC.
What are you talking about?
You don't have any SEC championships.
You don't have any SEC championships.
That's right, because my team doesn't play in that conference. You're right.
You don't. How many do you have, Bell? None. Ricky wins again. Ricky,
Alabama and Mississippi State and Ole Miss won titles yeah.
Ricky,
last year.
Ricky, the only thing bigger than being a golf loser is being an SEC chant loser. Okay.
Oh man.
So I don't know if you do that.
Wow.
I don't know if
personal slander and attack.
I don't know if you do that, Ricky. But if you do, that's the only thing that's a step above golf loser.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Well, golf loser is the name now. It's just a sport.
Speaking
of losers. Unwritten baseball rule losers.
Can this guy get out of here?
Tony can eat it. It's 743 ESPN 97.5. It's time to talk some insurance.
TGS Insurance. Listen, when you have this kind of tremendous flooding and whatnot around the city, you got to make sure that you have your A-rated insurance companies to step in and take care of you. If you didn't have good A-rated insurance company before when it came to the burst pipes and things like that in your homes during a big freeze, well, that was a huge problem that you had to deal with. And with TGS Insurance, they get you A-rated insurance companies, which is what you need, but they can get them at discounted prices. And here's why. They're simply shopping prices and allowing companies who are A-rated insurance companies to fight for your business by offering competitive rates. And it's simple to get these rates. You text the word money to 232323. That's Jordan, 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 or LeBron, 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 if you will. And you just text their money, and they'll send you within 15 seconds. Once they get your address, you'll get a quote for homeowners insurance. And it's a firm quote. And you can find out just how much you can save through TGS Insurance as they find you A-rated insurance for much, much less than you're paying right now. On average, $900 annually. Make sure that you take the easy way out, and it's no hassle. It couldn't be easier to switch over. Text the word money to 232323.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Look, I know certain parts of the city got more rain than other parts. I'm sure that's the case. Is there horrific flooding going on somewhere that I don't know about? Conroe ISD, they all put the same things out. Conroe ISD said they're going to be open. Meteorologists indicate a more favorable weather forecast than originally anticipated. Here's some of the responses here. More favorable weather forecast than originally anticipated. So are they lying to us and they've got a different hourly? Somebody just posts a different screenshot of a different forecast. Nah, they just want us to drown, is what Sebastian said. And I invited Sebastian to call into the show. This Sebastian, not my son. If he wants, I tell them we're praying for him. Then you have a mom, or either that or a fake mom, chime in after that and leave kids driving in rough conditions. You're going to kill someone. And we all know Conroe's been dealing with a lot of deaths this year. And other people went, I'd like to know about this. I didn't know anything about these deaths. DM me if you like. Really? It's been nonstop raining all night. Buses will not be able to pass most areas that flood. Another kid says, I'm working out right now as a Conroe parent. I don't think it's favorable. There are flooding areas in parts of Conroe. It's not safe to drive. Can't wait to swim to my bus stop and have my bus stuck in the water. No one's even going to be able to go. For real, we're going to have to row some random boat to school, said Sebastian.
Some random boat to school. I mean,
ironic. This is a school district that ain't even educated on what they should win. And they said, ironic. Ironic.
Yes.
This is a school district that ain't even educated on when they should close schools.
Look at this. Here's a giant shark swimming next to this car.
Got my life vest
also
ready.
Also outside of Klein Oak. Stay safe, Klein. Okay.
Bro, there's literally a flood warning. Woke up disappointed. Bruh. These are just some of them. Crying. Trash.
Oh. There's a car that drove into the river, and everybody's like...
Apparently,
what are you doing in the river, car? Wait, why are you in the...
These are not the floods we're having.
That's not a flood. That's a river.
We're not even having this flood. Bro, Fort Bend County caught it, too. Bro, there's really literally a flood warning and a tornado warning. 34. No, there's not a tornado warning right now. Delayed bus routes and power outages. You're risking people's lives in Fort Bend County. Oh, really? Look what happened last night. There's flooding happening, and you're going to risk it all to drive through it. My God. Please, now, what is this? I'm glad I'm graduating in 2 weeks, somebody said.
Ah, thank God.
Bro, what?
Thank God.
Let me swim to school right now, bro. Y'all do too much.
All right, so... Well,
listen, we're going to be fine as a society. These kids are mentally tough. They are resilient.
They're resilient. Their ability to overcome
adversity.
You guys are the blame for this. These are the children you've raised.
I didn't raise these kids.
No.
People of your generation raised these kids. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
My generation did raise some of these. I think it's through divorces, I think. Or also just throwing TVs throwing phones in front of kids because you didn't want them to cry in the grocery store or whatever, or you wanted to go to a movie theater, not movie theater, but like a restaurant, and you just throw a bunch of, you just throw your phone in front of them or an iPad. Yeah. Like, so they've had to be placated since they were two.
Yeah.
If you don't take care of them and do what they want, they're going to cause a fuss.
Maybe if daddy wasn't hiding in the bedroom watching his television show with his food towel, the kids would be tougher minded.
My kids get tough because of that. My kids get tough. Yeah, docuseries is more like it. Yeah. One show. I'm trying to see the story arc.
Let's get the...
I finished the serpent, by the way.
Superintendent of Onalaska in here. What do you say, Super?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hearing you guys read some of those things, it's really scary how soft these kids are nowadays. But just to let you guys know, Onalaska, we're open. I mean, we ain't scared of a little rain. but yeah, Lance, you were mentioning a while ago that a kid can have 4 weeks to turn his work in. As a matter of fact, he has actually the entire 6 weeks. He can sit there and do nothing all day long until the last day of the 6 weeks. The teacher technically has to accept his work and grade it and give him a grade instead of just sending
that
kid.
That's real life. That's real. You literally, this is how soft we are now. You literally don't even have to do your work until the very last. And then they limit how low your grade can be in some cases, in some schools. Like, it's if you know what would happen if I didn't turn something in? I catch a zero. Might not be playing basketball because of no pass, no play.
No. No.
No pass, no play. Oh, I'm sorry. You got a D because you got a zero on this paper?
Play.
You won't play basketball for 6 weeks. Like, what?
No.
Huh?
Guess what? And guess what? Look at you today. Because of it.
I can guarantee you I made that mistake 6 weeks. Yeah. I never made that mistake again.
Would there really be any difference?
No, there really wouldn't.
If he got the six weeks to do this assignment or not. Yeah, whatever.
Hey, so this thing is taken on. I mean, it is so unbelievable. Yermin Mercedes, the other night, the White Sox were up by 14. And
that's a lot.
And the Twins put in a position player to pitch. And he threw three balls. And then 3-0, Yermin Mercedes swings away, hits a home run, and they're up by 15. Maybe they were up by 15 and this made it 16, whatever the case may be, 14 to 15, whatever. Well, it created quite the stir.
Well, then he Cadillac'd around the bases, too. Super slow.
Well, he's super slow. He's a heavy.
He's a sloth.
Yeah, he's a sloth.
He's kind of sloth.
No. He's,
he was also trotting. Man.
He's also leading the league in hitting. He's also a guy who spent 10 years in the minors, and now he's up for the first time.
He spent 10 years
in the minors. In the minor leagues.
Oh, well, he's going to flex.
Before this year, he had one major league at bat, and it was last year.
Yeah. So he's up in the majors. He hits a 47-mile-an-hour pitch, and he hits it out. Well, Tony La Russa said this after the game. He made a mistake. There will be a consequence he has to endure here within our family. He got thrown at last night. He got thrown behind, actually.
Yeah, the pitcher and the manager, Baldelli, got thrown out of the game.
They got thrown. Duffy got thrown out.
And the pitcher, the manager, Baldelli, got thrown out.
He got thrown out as well because they threw behind Yermin after he hit a 3-0 pitch.
Yes.
ESPN put up a stat, though. It's the first time that anyone has swung at a pitch, a 3-0 pitch, in 20 years with a 10-run lead. It's the first time in 20 years. So I guess this is kind of a rule. I guess this dude is just living his best. He spent 10 years in the minors. Can we all shut up about this? And boy, you want to talk about the comments for Tony La Russa with Yermin with saying there will be consequence within the family.
What does that mean anyway?
I don't know what that means, but Tony La Russa, he made the mistake of being awesome, said Jeff. Your best friend Jeff Passan said this. Mm-hmm. He made a mistake. There will be consequence he has to endure here within our family. He made the mistake of being awesome, said Jeff Passan. Shame on him for trying. One home run sure means more to a rookie DH than it does against a position player throwing less than 50 miles an hour in a blowout. And then you got, here's the consequence, the Godfather.
It is definitely. Trevor Bauer had to speak because Trevor is the LeBron of baseball. He's got to weigh in on stuff so you get his official.
Trevor, you get his
official take.
But
on
he's
everything.
Right.
And Trevor said, if this still bothers you, get out of baseball and stuff like that. But this has been one of those things.
Well, no. He said, then be better. You know what? You shouldn't be. First of all, you're down 14 runs. You suck. Right. Secondly, you put in a guy that's throwing 47 miles an hour and he can't find the plate.
It's the Mike Leach thing. Baseball people, there's still a majority of baseball people who feel like, you know what? If you're up this much late in the game, we got a position player in, just take one pitch. It's 3-0. Just take a pitch.
They just want him to take the walk? Is that what they're saying?
I don't know. I don't know that they wanted to hit it out on a 3-0 count.
What's he supposed to do?
I don't know. Baseball rules have always been, rules have always been.
So it's 3-0. Or you're just a position pay. You should work the guy for a walk then?
I just know that when you're up big, the two biggest no-nos when you're up a ton of runs is don't steal a base and don't swing on 3-0. Those are the well-known unwritten rules. And when you break them, you're still going to have some red-ass guys who just say, wait a minute, you just crossed the line. You're trying to embarrass us.
We saw it in basketball. The Blazers took issue with Chris Paul when he went in
scoring late. Yeah,
but that was less than 10 seconds ago or whatever. Mm-hmm. This was what inning was this in? Not that they were going to come back and win, but it wasn't.
What
like
inning was that?
Top
that he
of the ninth.
It,
it was like the eighth.
It wasn't the top of the ninth.
No, whatever.
Whatever. Either way.
Well, either way, who cares if it's the eighth or ninth? If you're going to throw up a meatball, here's what Yermin said after the. I'm going to play like that. I'm Yermin. I can't be another person because if I change it, everything's going to change. And Tony La Russa said, I heard he said something like, I play my game. No, he doesn't. He plays the game of Major League Baseball. And Tony La Russa, you're 100 years old, okay?
Wow. And ageism is alive and well on this show. Is that your commentary that Tony's 100 years old?
Yes, that's mine.
Tony is Major League Baseball. Tony, did you not know that?
No.
Tony is Major League Baseball.
You know how he won? You know how he won his titles? By cheating?
With a bunch of steroids?
Cheaters. Yeah, with a bunch of steroid cheaters. That's how he won.
And then he complained because that's what made me have that time where I lost my mind about Tony La Russa. Because he complained one time that they said, the Astros are cheating. They're changing the backgrounds. Like, they've got advertisements. They change the backgrounds in the middle of a bat and we couldn't see. Like, the Astros are cheating. Look at your rosters for, like, all of your life. You've had the biggest steroid guys other than Barry.
Why didn't you trade
for Barry Bonds? Yeah. I have no idea.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he backed.
And Pujols, the other steroid dude.
And we mentioned that the Twins threw behind Yermin. And Tony La Russa was like, I don't have a problem with what the Twins did. What did they do? The guy might have been just trying to throw a sinker in. Trying to get a sinker. And we don't read minds. I'm not going to read their mind. I'm not going to second guess the umpire.
I mean,
so he wouldn't even back his guy when they threw
at him. No, Tony, go manage the Twins if you love the Twins so much.
Well, he couldn't back him because he broke a rule.
Get out of here, Tony La Russa.
He broke a rule.
He didn't break a rule.
Okay, Are you Italian?
Yeah.
Do you believe in people speaking and snitching? Do you believe in omerta?
I don't believe.
Do you believe in omerta?
You know what I believe? You know what I believe? You know what I believe?
Omerta or talking?
I believe Tony La Russa backs his guy.
He went
That's
against
what
the family.
I believe.
You believe
you're not in my family now, Tony La Russa.
He went against the family.
He went against the family. You never speak against
God,
the family.
Oh my God! Mafia guys get whacked all the time on movies for stepping outside of the rules of the family. You're not
well.
The
that's
rules
what happens.
Of this thing of ours.
No.
If you step out and you start selling junk in the neighborhoods, well, you seen how guys got whacked for selling junk in the neighborhoods in their own neighborhoods.
If you're part,
you can sell them in other neighborhoods.
If you're part of the Giancana family, then you're part of the family. But all right, and I'm gonna don't worry. I'll take care
rules?
Of my guy. I'll take care of my
do
guy.
Wait,
I take care of my
do
guy.
Do the five
but
families
I'm gonna
have
stand,
rules?
I'm gonna stand behind my guy.
Do the five families have rules? Yes, and if you do, just like that's how Joe Pesci got whacked. He was out of line. He stepped out of line. He whacked the main guy. You're not supposed to do that.
You know what?
That's like.
You get
swinging
whacked by
3-0.
Your own family. You get whacked by your own family. Tony La Russa's taking. He's joining the other family.
No, what he's saying is, don't worry, we'll take care of it.
No.
That's why they told Robert De Niro. He's gone, and there's nothing
Tony
we could do about it.
So beat it, Tony La Russa.
He's gone. There's nothing we could do about it.
The twins just sprayed the family gathering, and Tony La Russa's like, hey. I don't know what their thought process was.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they weren't even trying to fire at him.
They didn't
I don't
spray
know.
The family
they,
gathering.
They fired at one of his guys.
Yeah. Yeah, they fired
it's a
at
guy
him.
Who stepped out of line and
but
sold
he's still
junk.
His guy.
He was selling junk.
That's
he
okay.
To.
I'm going to take care of my guy. You don't take care of my guy. I'm going to take care of my guy.
Then
okay?
do something, Tony.
And you that's know right.
What? Maybe
and
you
he said there would be family consequences.
And what were the consequences? He was in the lineup the next,
next day,
day. So what did Tony do? He didn't really
Nothing.
Do anything.
Tony La Russa's powerless.
And he didn't do anything in the other
you know
team
who he
had
is?
To.
Tony La Russa's Fredo. That's who Tony
wow.
La Russa is.
Wow.
That's who
the
Tony
La
Russa is.
The other team had to
is.
Step up. You're not going to do something, Tony?
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to let this disrespect stand. Mm. We're not going to let this disrespect stand.
Beat
if you don't
it.
Do something, you can't blame the Twins. They're not going to let this disrespect stand. You do something now, Tony, or we're going to do
Tony
something.
Tony thinks he's Jimmy Conway, but he's really Fredo. I know I'm crossing
so
movies.
He's Fredo.
So
but he thinks he's Jimmy from but Goodfellas, he, but no. he's really
yeah,
Fredo.
It's 8 balling. O'clock, ESPN.
Why don't I run up?
9 and 7.
Why don't I, huh?
Top of the hour. Time to talk about
you gotta
your
go
patio.
Back.
You got
to
go home.
Now, but you
got
to go back.
You got to talk about your patio.
My patio's beautiful. It's beautiful out there. You're sitting there on a nice sofa. You're watching your TV with your family. It's beautiful. It's going to be beautiful. You're making peppers and sausage out there. It's lovely. And that's how it is. You really do have a great time out on your patio. And this is the thing, because I know the timeline. When you go to Texas Custom Patio now, it's going to take a little bit for you to decide, yes, I want to do this. This is how I want to do it. They'll get you a rendering, a CAD drawing, basically, that shows exactly what your property is going to look like, what the back of your home is going to look like from a patio / outdoor kitchen area, whatever the case may be. And once you give it the go-ahead, they're going to work to get that done. And once they're all finished, you're going to be surprised because you're at the back end of summer headed into the fall. You'll still be in the summer. It's here in Houston. But you'll have all kinds of time to enjoy that outside. And as that weather cools down in the fall, you'll be out there every single night, just like I am. Make sure that you go to TexasCustomPatios.com. The website shows you the before and afters. They do amazing work. You can see my outdoor before and after at TCPLance.com.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com.